What is going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Hope you're having an amazing end of your day, start to your day, Thursday, whatever day it is that you're listening to this. Today we're doing a little bit of Q&A. And so before we dive into our question today, if you have questions, I might have answers for you. So please drop questions wherever you, there's a little spot, a little chat box, a little comment box. Ask questions, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on the podcast, wherever you are. If you have a question, please ask it, and then I might just have an answer for you. And so before we dive into the question of the day, if you are new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner and fitness professional. I've transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, husband and father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And today we have an awesome question. The question is, does anyone have a good meal plan that will work with basically working 10 to 12 hours a day with no downtime? So before we dive into this question, there is a little bit more to the question that I will actually present as well. And so he says, right now I mainly eat snacks throughout my shift when I can, and while I know they aren't the best snacks, I need to change that. I also need to start working out again. So does anyone have a good at-home workout plan that takes my whole night away, that doesn't take my whole night away from my wife and my kids? And some other stuff on there. So that being said, how this question is asked gives me a really good idea of where this person is at, right? And so basically, this person wants to be like, again, I'm trying to be as nice as I possibly can. At the same time, telling them like it is and being real with you is that like you don't really want to make a commitment. You don't really want to make the changes in your life that actually allows you to make some freaking progress, right? You want a meal plan. You want a workout plan. Right? What you need is a you plan. You need a customized plan. You need something that's going to set you up for success for the rest of your life, not just some like, hey, let me just try this meal plan. Let me try this workout plan that you know is not going to freaking work, right? And the reason that I believe that you're saying that is because you just don't know, and that's actually totally fair, right? You just don't know. You're ignorant to what it's actually going to take for you to be able to actually see the results that you want to see. And you know what? It's not going to take a freaking meal plan or something, a workout plan, right? Those are the things people sell you on to get you to pay their $50, $100, whatever, like some cheap, and like it's cheap enough to where it's like it makes you feel good by doing something, but expensive enough that you're like, you know what? If you get a weekend or 2 weeks in and you don't follow through, it's okay because it's not that expensive, right? And so it gets you to do this try it out commitment. And that's the biggest problem with almost all programs out there is that they just make you invest enough just to try it out. And ultimately, if you actually want to see real results, you want to see real change, which, let me be honest with you, like, you should. Because what's the point of making changes in your life if you're actually not going to see any significant change for a long period of time? Like, the effort, the energy that it takes in order for you to actually make changes, it might as well be freaking worth it, right? You might as well make it worth it. And so by just following a freaking meal plan, it's not going to help you. Just by following a workout plan, it's not going to help you. Okay? And so a couple of other things that I'm seeing between the lines here is that we're using work as an excuse. It's like, I work 10 to 12 hours a day. Well, good. Good for you. Like, so what? Do you work 24 hours a day? So it means that you have 12 to 14 hours a day that you're not freaking working. Right? And let's say you sleep 8 hours a day. That means you have 6 hours that 6 to 8 hours that you're not freaking working or sleeping, which means that you have plenty of time to take care of your freaking damn self, right? And that's ultimately what it is, it's just a priority. And so anytime that I hear people use their work as an excuse, or excuse me, they use work as a reason why they're not working out or why they're not eating better, it's because it's just an excuse. It's just a justification we make to our guess what? You could do it both. You could have it all. There's plenty of enough time, right? Instead of you scrolling on Facebook watching this video or sitting here listening to this podcast, like you could be doing something, right? Although this is very helpful, so you guys should be watching this and listening to this. However, what I'm saying is that you probably scroll a lot, right? You're probably wasting a lot of time. You're probably watching Netflix. You're probably watching movies. You're probably just like literally just like just have your phone in your face watching Instagram or TikTok videos, whatever. Like just literally brain farting. I don't have enough time. Yeah. You don't, right? Because you don't prioritize your time. You don't feel like you have enough time because you don't prioritize your time. Like, it's funny because the busiest people on the planet, the actual busy people who literally have like schedules like wall to wall, you know what? They find time for everything because you know what they do? They plan it. They have a freaking plan. And right? And so at least that you want to get a meal plan, at least you want to get a workout plan, that's awesome. That's positive, right? Ultimately, what you need to understand is that just some cookie cutter meal plan and some cookie cutter workout plan is not going to work for you. You need the you plan. You need a customized plan. You need something that's going to set you up for success, not just for the week or for 2 weeks, but it's going to set you up for the rest of your life. And you know what that takes? It takes a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of information. Instead of you just following some random plan, like, figure out what works for you. Like, figure out what you need to do. Figure out what you like, what your tendencies are. And create a freaking plan. Like, here's the cool part. It's like, we can actually sit down and create a customized plan. The plan itself isn't as important as you taking the time to actually create that plan. So what happens when you take the time to create the plan, you start doing it, all of a sudden you start to like, oh, well, this didn't work, and then all of a sudden you can start to adjust it. And you know what? Your plan, it gets adjusted every single week. It gets actually adjusted every single day. And so that's really the secret to this is, for me personally, I've been working out for 16 years, and guess what? I'm still trying to figure out my plan every damn day. Every single week, I'm adjusting my plan as necessary. And so if you think about that from that scope of it, like, the plan needs to be customized to you, because guess what? Your schedule is going to change. Your priorities are going to change. But things are going to happen in your life. And you know what? Your plan needs to be adjustable. It needs to be fluid. So the best way to explain it is the way I heard it that I really love is that goals in, goals in something and plans in sand. So goals in concrete, plans in sand, something like that. Well, basically means like you may have your goal that what you want. So you want to, you know, you want to look good. You want to be happy. You're going to be confident. You want to get down to a certain amount of weight, whatever it may be. Like that's the goal. That should always stay. The plan to get there is going to adjust, right? It's going to adjust based on what happens in life. And so when it comes to working out, when it comes to working 10 to 12 hours a day, like, you should have a plan that works for you, right? And ultimately, like something as simple as like having two meals a day where you eat in the morning, eat at the nighttime, that can easily take care of it. And like snacking throughout the day, again, this was part of the piece I got right there. It just goes to piss poor planning, which means that you're probably not eating a big enough meal before you go into work, or you don't have a big enough meal after work, whatever it may be. Like, it just means you don't have a plan, right? And so ultimately, like, you need a plan, and it needs to be adjusted as your life gets adjusted and based on your wants and tendencies for actually to make it stick. Because what's the point of just losing a bunch of weight and gaining it all back? That's what people do on somebody else's diet plan, because it's not yours. Until you own it, to take responsibility for it, like, you don't really like embody it, right? And so if someone just gave you a diet plan, like keto diet plan or a fasting diet plan or whatever diet plan, and you follow, you get some cool results because you're someone who can follow rules, good job. But as soon as like shit hits the fan, or as soon as something doesn't go your way, all of a sudden it's like easy to throw away, because you know what? It's somebody else's plan, right? You have no tie to it. You have no identity to it. You have no connection to it. It's literally like, this is a great example, right? So if you're watching this, you might have kids. You probably have kids, right? So if you, let's say that this diet is your kid, right? You created this kid. You embodied it. You taught it all these things. You adjusted it. You had a hard time, but you also fought through it. Like, how likely are you to just throw this kid away? Not very likely, right? And so, but if this is somebody else's kid, right? Again, like, keep in mind, like, let's talk about this from the standpoint of diet as well. Like, if this is somebody else's kid who you're watching, observing, like, you don't have any tie to that. It's really easy for you to just say, oh yeah, like, that's not my kid, and not taking responsibility for it. Well, your nutrition plan is very much the same. Like, if you don't take responsibility for it, then ultimately it's very easy to throw away. And so that's the goal for this whole process, is for you to make your meal plan, make your exercise plan, make it your baby, make it your kid, make it yours. Because the more of you put into it, the more tendencies, the more that you own it, the more you take responsibility for it, the less likely you are to just throw it away when it gets hard. Because guess what? It's gonna get hard. Life always gets hard. And the key to life is just to stay persistent. It's to stay in the game. There is no winning. You will never get to a place in your life where you are completely content, completely satisfied with where you're at in your health and fitness. I assure you. I've been doing this for a long time. Never. Like, there's always more to achieve. There's always more to get. And so what you really need to understand is that there is no winning. The whole point of this game is to continue to play the game and to find fulfillment in playing the game and to find enjoyment in the process, enjoyment in eating the food, working out, and finding things that excite you, things that challenge you, things that grow you. And that's what this whole thing is about growth. And then what most people do, like myself, is you get cool results, you feel like really empowered by it, and you share it with other people. And that's the next level of this as well, is then all of a sudden you get the cool results and like, you want to share it with other people. And that's what most people in the fitness industry love doing. They love to not only grow, they love to contribute. So that's a message for today. Long-winded answer for a short question, but hopefully that really resonated with you. If it did, please let me know, like, comment, share, all the good stuff. If you have questions, I might have answers, so drop your questions down below, and let me give you an answer. All right, happy Thursday. My name is Logan Manzanares. I'm out. Bye.